How are we doing?
Good. Expectations for TJ coming into this game?
I really just like to see him do his job more than anything. And, you know, he's worked hard to get to this point right now and to earn the starting spot. So we're excited for him. But just go out and do his job and play as well as he can play. And we'll see how it turns out.
The fact he had so few snaps in the preseason, does that impact how going to play him or not? Or?
No, you know, he's been into it mentally. Certainly he had to miss some days because of the broken hand, but he's always been there in the meeting rooms, and he's done a lot of things out there on the practice field. You know, he's able to run the ball. We had him in a red jersey, but he was able to take reps even when he had the broken hand. So we just had to put him in a red jersey and made sure the defensive guys didn't hit him. But he's taken a lot of the reps as we've gone through training camp.
So he can do the full load of whatever.
Yeah, we feel comfortable with him.
Uh-huh. How much has Stephen's presence helped the transition of, you know, getting everything up to speed how you want it, if at all? Just having him at center.
Oh, thinking of, they were talking about Morris. I'm thinking about Steve Morris leaving.
No,
Wiz. Okay, Wiz. I know it's Wiz. I think I've ever heard him called Stephen. No, it's been good. Yeah. I think that's always helpful to have a veteran center, with a young quarterback. And, I think that's certainly eased Blake's transition.
How's Beatles been?
He's been good. Yeah, we're, you know, I like the way, we like the way as an offensive staff that, the offensive line has come together. We think they work very well together right now. Certainly we've been fortunate that, we haven't had, many injuries there. So, we've been able to keep guys at the same positions for the most part through training camp, and, communication's been well.
What are his strengths, Beatles?
Well, he's a veteran player, certainly, so he's seen a lot. And, I think that's very comforting as a coach is when you have a veteran group of guys that can make adjustments. He's an extremely intelligent player. So there's good communication, again, with him and Wisniewski. And there's got to be communication with him out to the tackle. And so he brings that experience, and he brings an intelligence level to that position that we're fortunate to have.
Your first game with a new team, OC, any special emphasis or?
No, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm just excited to see the guys have a chance to go out and play in this first game when we first got here. You know, we talked about the number of days that we need to be, you know, the number of days before the opening game. We said, we don't have to be ready, you know, on June the 1st or July the 1st or August the 1st. We just got to be ready for that opening game. And so I'm just excited to go out and see how everyone performs.
Are they ready?
We're prepared. We're prepared.
If Lee and Walters aren't able to go this weekend, how comfortable are you with Rashad Greene taking it serious?
Oh, we like Rashad. You know, we're real excited to see him. We're excited to see everyone play, but certainly the young players, they're getting their first taste of the NFL, and he's gotten better every day since he's been here, and we'll have a role for him, and I think he's excited about that role, and his teammates are excited to see what he's going to bring to the table on Sunday.
What stands out about Carolina's defense?
They're a veteran group. Certainly the linebacker core is one of the strongest in the league, but they're a veteran group all along. Charles Tillman is a player that we've got to be aware of taking care of the football, because he's a guy that's certainly got a history of creating turnovers and creating fumbles. But they're just a good veteran group. Certainly statistically, they've been in the top last 3 years, so we know we'll have work cut out for us, but they're solid all around.
You talked to some during OTAs about the lack of mistakes, mental mistakes, as you were installing the offense. Did that maintain? Continue to be impressed with that?
Yeah, it has. And I said it then, and I still believe it. It's one of the most intelligent groups that I've been around, and at every position, you know, like I said, from tight ends, running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers, offensive line, it's an extremely intelligent group. And so that makes it easy to communicate from coach to player, player to player, and player to coach.
Lee said he hasn't been cleared, so I assume you're not counting on him.
You know, I would not count that out, but you'd have to discuss any of those injuries with Gus.
Is Denard at the point where you can, as a running back, where he's comfortable enough that you can kind of move him around and use him in different roles? Where
Yeah, you've seen that. And all of those running backs, we've had a chance to, you know, throughout training camp and in the preseason, where we've managed to move them out into split out wide or in the backfield, and they're all very comfortable with playing a wide receiver role or receiving role, either from out of the backfield or out in an extended set. So we like what all the versatility that our running backs bring.
What does Denard give you those that maybe some of those other guys don't?
Well, it gives you the explosive. He's very explosive. You know, I think he's one of the more explosive backs that we have, straight line speed. He's gotten better, I think, as you watched him from even when we watched him from a year ago. He's got a lot better instincts as a running back. So we're extremely excited how he's come along that way as a running back. He's got bigger and stronger. So it gives you a lot of flexibility there in what you can do with them as both a runner and a receiver.
Greg, what kind of problems do they pose defensively when you look at them on tape?
They're very stout. Like I said, they're an experienced group that's very stout. They attack the run very, very well. And that's, you know, one of our emphases throughout training camp is going to be attacking the run. So I think it's going to be, it'll be a good match up there between a defense and an offense that wants to run the football and a defense that wants to stop the run. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Lee said you told him to tie your line before you went public with it.
I'm a big Marquise Lee fan, and I think, and that was not a comment meant to call him out. I'm a big fan of Marquise, and I'm just excited every day when I see him out there, because he's got such a unique skill set as a receiver. So we're just anxious to get him back.
Thank you.
Thank you.